Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, rainy Wednesday morning. Wednesday, March the 6th, 2024, 13 minutes past the hour, 44 degrees, and light rain in the area today. Now, this morning, we've got to kick off things with a big news story, and I guess it's a big news story for this area. I think it's something that... I think it's something that we all kind of expected would eventually happen, but, well, we're getting a call right off the bat. Forget the news stories. We'll just go right to the phone calls here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chip. It's been a long time. How are you?
Good.
What's new?
The President's job won again last night.
President Trump did win again last night.
Yeah,
and I believe President Biden has won now, so we know who's going to be running against each other come the fall.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about all that?
Well, good.
Are you more of a Trump person or a Biden person?
President
Trump?
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? It's been a while since we heard from you.
Nothing.
Are you working?
Yeah, on Saturday now.
Just one day a week?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do with the rest of your time?
No, Kim, watch the TV.
Are you watching anything interesting?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you still listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're out there this morning. So, you still like the politics, huh?
Yeah.
Very nice. So, I guess Nikki Haley's out of this now, is that she's going to drop out today? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you get out much and do things, Chip?
Yeah.
Still got a lot of friends down at the Kroger?
Yeah.
Good. Now, how's the wedding and the proposal going?
Good. Yeah.
So when is the wedding?
June 14th.
June 14th. So we have a date now.
Yeah.
Now, where's the wedding going to be at?
No, yeah.
Now, what is the girl's name again?
L-I-N-D-A.
Oh, Linda. That's right. Linda. That's a name I should remember around here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Coming up in June, going to be a June bride. Are you going to get a tuxedo and everything?
Yeah.
Good. Now, Chip, what's your favorite food? I know you like to cook.
Pizza.
Now, if you could have pizza from anywhere, where would it be?
Domino's
does have a good pizza, very garlicky pizza, but a good pizza. What do you like on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, very good. Now, I know you like the wrestling. WrestleMania is coming up here in about a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Good. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Ox Baker.
Oh, yeah. Ox Baker, absolutely. Now, when's your birthday, Chip?
June? Yeah.
Well, you'll have a lot going on in June. You got the marriage coming up and your birthday. My goodness.
Yeah.
So, is everything going good health-wise? Your health in good shape?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called in this morning, Chip. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, take care and keep listening.
You come back.
You know, I would say soon. Keep listening and you'll find out, but not too much longer.
Okay,
keep an ear out. Thanks, Chip.
Okay.
One of our longtime friends here at the station, Chip, from the South Kroger branch, apparently only working on Saturdays now. So if you want to see Chip, you got to go in on Saturday night. All right, and the wedding coming up in June. I'll have to dust off my tuxedo. Now, the news I was talking about that we're going to start the program with this morning, I think a lot of people expected this for quite some time, but it has finally come to pass. The headline in the Marion Star this morning reads, "The Marion Star transitioning to postal delivery in April." Now, here's the story. Starting April the 8th, the U.S. Postal Service will be delivering the Marion Star to optimize resources amid increasing digital readership demand. The round-the-clock online news cycle has made digital products the first choice for breaking news, and print subscribers are increasingly engaging digitally. As such, the Star will be putting renewed emphasis on the printed newspaper as a place readers can dive into local news with more impact and context, feel-good community features, sports analysis, and commentary. The stories you can't get anywhere else. For a very long time, the Marion Star has been serving cities and villages in Marion County, sharing the most complete local news. That will not change, editor Janine Kendall said. The newspaper is committed to keeping readers informed on happenings in communities and local government, as well as entertain readers with stories about the area and our neighbors' good deeds. So, basically, what all this means is that you will no longer be able to get the Marion Star. I don't think, the way this reads, you will not... they don't really talk about newsstands. So I don't know if the newsstands will still be there, but it sounds like the home delivery, if you still get home delivery of the Star, starting on April the 8th, is that the date? Yes. That's Eclipse Day. How about that? April the 8th. What a day to switch over. April the 8th, you will get the Star in the mail. They will mail it to you. So no more delivery boys. That's a thing of the past. No more delivery people throwing it on your porch. It will actually come in the mail. Now, that's interesting because when you think about printing a newspaper... Let's say you print the newspaper on Tuesday and you mail it out. Now, you mail it out Tuesday. Now, the people are not going to get it on Wednesday, so you would probably get it on Thursday or Friday. So, basically, I think what this amounts to is the paper edition of the Star is really not going to be dealing in news anymore, certainly not breaking news. Because it's going to be coming to you about 3 days later in the mail after it's printed. So that's kind of interesting. That's a big change from certainly how we've seen newspapers for so many years. But this brings up the point, you know, we're a digital station and people have a hard time going from regular to digital. Well, here the Star basically is saying, listen, aside from mail delivery, we're going to be digital now. Because that's where we see everything's at. I think the world is just changing, and it certainly now is changing for the Marion Star. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it doesn't say anything about newsstand delivery. Now, that's the one thing I wonder about. Because... there's a little more to this story, but basically it just talks about the uptick in digital use. But I don't really see where it talks anything, says anything about newsstand. It says subscribers will receive letters in the mail before the delivery change is implemented. The notifications will include instructions on accessing digital products. So that's how you're going to get the big news, is digitally from now on, because the actual newspaper won't be delivered until about 3 days later in the mail. So that's very, very, very interesting as it relates to local news, the newspaper that President Harding started. I don't know. I mean, on the whole, what does it all mean? I don't really know. Does this have impact on people? You know, people have been knocking the star for a lot of years now for the local content and what's actually printed. I think what this will all come down to is newsstands. I think that's really going to be a big thing for people, because a lot of people still do buy the star on the newsstand. If their son or daughter's picture is in it, or maybe a relative or their picture's in it, people still do buy it at the newsstand. But this article really doesn't tell you if that's going to continue or not. So maybe we'll get an answer on that as time goes on. But does anybody have any feeling on this? The Marion Star, the paper you grew up with, going to a postal delivery starting April the 8th, the day of the eclipse. Well, maybe it will be the apocalypse on April the 8th when the Star goes to postal delivery. Again, phone lines are open here on this rainy morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, speaking of the eclipse, which we talked about yesterday quite a bit, you know, something very interesting. We had two trains of thought yesterday that the eclipse isn't really going to be as big as people think it is. And then the train of thought that it's going to be far bigger than people think it's going to be. Now, I don't know which train of thought is right, because a lot of people feel they're just going to be able to go out that day and do what they normally do, and everything's going to be hunky-dory and blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because the hotels are filling up and people are traveling around. And I also learned yesterday that the next solar eclipse will not happen in this area until 2099. So most people listening to this program in 2099, what is that, 70-something years from now, will probably all pretty much be gone. Now, of course, I'll still be here doing this show in 2099, getting ready for the big millennium change to the 22nd century. But that's a long time away, so really this does end up being once in a lifetime. So I don't know. Do you think it's going to be less than what people are saying, or do you think it's going to be more than what people are saying? That's really what it all comes down to. And again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I looked at that eclipse map, and Columbus is outside the area, Toledo's outside the area, and I guess for a lot of these people who follow this eclipse, it's really about the totality of it. They want to be in that slim sliver in which people can see the whole eclipse, pretty much the whole four-minute eclipse. So I guess that's why Marion has become a big part of this thing. Now, I don't know. I really don't know if it's over-underestimated or underestimated. I really don't know which way it's going to go, but I do know that people have very strong feelings on this. I know yesterday, two people seemed to think that it is going to be very big. I think if you listen to the program, other people felt maybe not as big. I don't know. I just don't know. The only facts I can tell you at this point is people are certainly talking about it a lot, and people are certainly booking their hotel rooms, and people are certainly trying to rent their plots out in the field for $500 and $100. So I can vouch for all that, but other than that, I really don't know. I don't know what's going to happen that day, April the 8th, or that weekend, because apparently a lot of these people come in for like the three-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or something like that. I don't know. Could be an interesting time. if you got to go to work that Monday, it might be a little rough for you. I don't know. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And, of course, the Marion Star going to postal delivery. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, could you quote how old you'll be in the time that you're going to still be here?
Oh, in 2099?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the next eclipse comes in 2099, I probably should be about 50.
Yeah, I thought that would be about your answer, and then you add some years on to that. I had something in the calculation, maybe in the 119, 20, 22, or something like that. Years you'll be old. But maybe I'm off. I'm not too good in math. Maybe you can figure up your real age group there. But what are you going to be taking? Some kind of new medication, or are you going to be going up into outer space and join the aliens?
Well, what I figure is, you know, a few years ago there was an article, I think it was on the cover of Time magazine, talking about how babies born then were going to have the possibility to live to 150. So I figure if I start eating, like, maybe baby food or something, I might make it to the next eclipse.
Well, I was thinking on the terms of three meals a day. That would be three pills, and you have a little capsule in your shirt, and if you're on vacation or something, you could have a refill on that, and you could still travel and still get your meals, and there would be no fast foods for you now. There would be no a Diet Coke or nothing like that. It'll just be a pill. Are you going to be able to accept that?
I might, because by 2099, I'm sure that McDonald's and all these places, you'll probably just get a pill. You'll dehydrate it yourself and have whatever you have. You know, I was thinking about this whole 2099, which is quite a ways off. I mean, even the youngest person around here, Matt, who's 20 years old, you know, he would be in his 90s if he made that. So apparently this is once in a lifetime.
Yes, and the old saying, if you live long enough, and that's the secret of life. If you live long enough, and then you can tell other people different things that went on, and which has been very interesting all of our lives that's on planet Earth today, that it's really interesting to have people live long enough, and they can tell other people stuff, but that probably will be gone like the Marion Star, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, that's an interesting story to me because the Marion Star, we all, I think, can safely say has been on a little bit of a tumble with reporters and local news and all that. But, you know, being President Harding's paper, to have that news come down this morning that it's going to be delivered in the mail, we really don't know yet what's going to happen with the newsstand versions. That's kind of fascinating in a way that that's the way it's going to be, and I guess that's the way it's going to go. Starting Eclipse Day, April the 8th, easy day to remember. But, apparently they feel everything's going digital as well.
Uh-huh. And, you know, ever since my birth and the time that I can remember a newspaper, it's been a good, at least knocking on the door, late 70s. 70 years that the Marion Star was around.
Well, and the sad thing to me is I know one of the big things for the Marion Star that they invented was Florence Harding and the Delivery Boys. And now, with the postal delivery, that's a thing of the past.
And I don't know how many pages it was back in those days. Do you ever recollect or know anything about the Marion Star when it was first published by Warren G. Harding how many pages, and then what was the most pages you ever thought, except for the Sunday edition, but did you ever hear any calculation on that kind of size of the Marion Star?
Well, I know it was very, very thick. I'm guessing probably at least 30 pages, but I have a tote somebody gave me years ago. Now, it wasn't back to Harding's era, but it was back to FDR, so we're talking 30s and 40s. And those papers, they're huge and they're thick. And they're 30, 40 pages long, and that was in the 30s and 40s. So they were still doing
the Marion Daily Delivery, or it actually said Marion Star on it, or how was that worded? Was that always the heading on that?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was called the Daily Pebble in the beginning, but I think that went by the wayside pretty early.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you think this will impact things, delivering it postal?
I really haven't even given it a thought. I just heard you this morning mention it, and I really never give it the impact. And as far as the computer and digital and stuff and being in the mail, and like you quoted there, maybe 3 days late, and it wouldn't be any different than news. I had a neighbor. I helped pass papers and stuff when I was younger, and the news, the real newsboy, was on vacation. But I heard her chew him out one day. She said, "Young man, I like my paper delivered on my porch instead of on my roof or in my bushes." And she said another thing: "I like to have my paper when it's news, not history." And I've always remembered that quote. And I thought that was an awful good quote, and how you remember stuff. And I must have been 7, 8, 9 years old or something like that. She was a nurse at the hospital, and she said, "I like to have my paper when it's news, not history." So we're referring back all those years back there that we're still going to get news, whether it's in the mail or whatever. But it's going to be history when we get it.
Well, and that's a great line, and that is a great quote. And I think ultimately that becomes the problem with this whole postal delivery. Because if you're a subscriber, you're still going to get an actual paper. It's just going to come 3 days later. But, you know, as you say, I mean, if there's a murder, if there's an election like there was yesterday, the results, and by the time it gets to you 3 days later, you're probably going to have heard it somewhere, and it's not I mean, can you imagine the newspaper coming, you know, a news story on Tuesday isn't going to come to you till Friday, and then that thing shows up, and you say, "Well, oh, there was a murder in Marion. Oh, when did that happen? Oh, Tuesday. That was 4 days ago."
That doesn't seem like progress, does it?
No, it doesn't, and I think clearly they're just banking on the digital, because the digital will be up to date. I mean, that will be something people can access immediately. But as far as the print edition, the actual paper in hand, it's almost like it's becoming a magazine. It's almost like it's just feel-good stories that really don't have any time to them. No murders, no fires, nothing like that. That it's just profiles on people. And I don't know how many subscribers will continue to want to get that. Because now, even with delivery, even though it's delayed a couple days, it's still a day or a day and a half, whatever it is. But boy, I'll tell you, putting it in the mail, that's a few days it's going to take to get to you.
Now, how do you pay for that?
Honestly, I haven't had a subscription for such a long time. I think you do it online. I think you have to do it with a credit card.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes now. I don't know that it's... I don't know. I wonder what President Harding would think. That's what I wonder about today.
I don't know. He'd have an answer for it, that's for sure. And it'd be a good answer. It'd, him owning it or... Yeah, affiliated with that, it'd be a very good answer, a very positive answer, and we'd understand a lot more of what we do today.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing, about being digital here at this radio station, like this story, I read it this morning, and I can come on and talk about it this morning. A newspaper's a little different because their mode of method is to mail it. So the delay on news, I mean, the whole idea behind news is that you know it right away. So 3 days later, I don't know how many people will keep that going. I think that'll be interesting to find out.
Well, before we witness the eclipse, I got a question to ask you, and I'm way behind schedule here. When was the last time that you was up in your chopper, that you was on the air up in your chopper? I haven't heard that phrase for a long time, and some other new things is coming on that I hear, and this and that, but what happened to the chopper?
You know, the chopper, as far as I know, is still in its hangar, so we just haven't taken it up in a while.
Well, would it be a matter of money and maybe finding a pilot for it, or how is that going to... is probably the cost of fuel and stuff probably is the reason, huh?
Well, the fuel's a little expensive, but I think one of the major issues was there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of bottlenecks in Marion traffic right now. So, but I think what we might start doing is when there's road construction or something like that, we might start mailing it to people, and they'll get it 3 days later.
Well, that chopper, you know, I thought during this mass traffic jams and stuff that you're still able to announce, and you talked about you may have some kind of a hinkling that you'd get in on them on a live announcement. So I thought, well, I wonder if he's still got that chopper and can go around there and broadcast over the Marion area anyhow, and during the eclipse, and maybe national news will pick it up and see the radio station chopper in Marion delivering the news from up above.
Well, you know, that's a good idea, because we're going to be on that day anyway during the eclipse, so maybe what we should do is take the chopper up that day and just do the show from the chopper.
That's what I thought. Maybe it was going to transpire, and I didn't want to miss maybe the announcement of that, make sure that everything is going to be okay, and we're going to be able in the Marion area to see what's going on, even if it, I mean, visually and on the internet there, and what a treat we're going to have.
And you know what? We can even do one better, because that's the first day that the Marion Star is going to be delivered postally, is April the 8th. So maybe we can just take the stars up in the chopper and drop them on people's porches.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. And this is the 6th and 2 days, the 8th. But we're climbing right up the ladder to that crucial point, huh?
I know. We're getting to the 30-day point. And I'll tell you, I will say this. It is interesting. Yesterday, I had a conversation with the manager of a big business here in town, because I was talking about the conversation that we had on the radio yesterday about the eclipse. And I know phone calls are being put into corporate offices about, hey, you might need to take a look at Marion. How are people going to get to work that day? Where are they going to park? Are people going to try to use our public restrooms? These conversations are starting to be had. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing that just listening to it and stuff to enjoy it, even though if it's cloudy and you don't get to see it. You know, the free entry to seeing it and the exit of being disgusted and didn't see it. You know,
it could be. People might tear the town down if the haze, and they paid $500 to be out in a field.
Did you think they'd start tearing it down at what area would be on Delaware Avenue there?
Well, you know what's interesting? I don't know why this is, but when, and God forbid we do have anything like that, but, you know, people tend to start to go for historic places. Now, God forbid they go for something like the Harding Memorial or the courthouse, but that's where people tend to go. I don't know why that is, but they tend to go to those places. Maybe that's why they're shutting down the city, whatever that means.
You know, it's hard to make people believe that the world's round, but, you know, you've had a phrase for years and years, four corners of the earth. Did you ever hear that phrase?
I have.
And corners would be something just you're talking about, where the Harding Memorial and the graveyards are and the Doughboy. That's the best four corners of Marion on the Marion area at present. And so we can't have nothing happen to that area.
No, and you know what? I hope that there are people there that day, because my guess is if you live in Marion or are a visitor, that's going to be one of the spots where people want to go to watch it, is at the Harding Memorial, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. And the view from up above the memorial is open to the world above, so that's be no enclosure there.
That's right. It's a good view there. I mean, if it's a sunny, clear day, it would be a good spot to be. And you know what? Because I think parking is going to be an issue, but the radio station now is less than a mile from the Harding Memorial. So for us to park at the radio station and just walk over there, that wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, you've walked many a mile in your day, so you'll have the continuum of doing that. And your people that works with you and all the equipment you have to carry with you. And I think you'll get the job done. You have a nice day, Scott, and I'll see you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 42 minutes past the hour. Now, remember, the big stories this morning, we're still talking about eclipse, because this is continuing to get momentum as time goes on. Interestingly enough, as we approach the 30-day mark of the eclipse, And then we learned this morning, I certainly would say it's the big news in Marion this morning, that on Eclipse Day, April the 8th, I think that's probably just a coincidence, but the Marion Star will become delivered postally on that day by the Postal Service. There'll be no more home delivery as it has been all these years. It'll be delivered in the mail, which, again, it creates that delay. Because, again, if you print the... let's say there's a news story on Monday night. City Council, Monday night. Okay, that's the news story. So that paper is not going to be printed until Tuesday. Well, then you got to put it in the mail now. So it's not going to go out till Wednesday. Then you're going to have a day for it to be delivered. That paper is not going to get to you till Thursday. So you won't find out what happened at Monday night City Council meeting until at least Thursday in the print edition of the Marion Star. So maybe this is a way to phase out the print edition. I don't know. Because the newsstand question is what I have a lot of interest in. Are there still going to be Marion Stars at gas stations, grocery stores, on the newsstands? I don't know. Now, that would be a way people could still get the paper edition in a fairly quick way. But if it sounds like they're doing away with delivery drivers altogether, who's going to deliver those newspapers to the grocery stores and the department stores and the gas stations? I don't know. If they do away with newsstands, that's really probably going to be pretty close to the end of the print edition of the Marion Star, because the only way you can get it is in the mail, that's going to be a rough road to go for print editions. It might all be digital before you know it. Certainly looks like it's going that way. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the other topic this morning continues to be the eclipse as we approach the 30-day mark. Well, let's see here. On March the 9th will be 30 days because there's 31 days in March. So we've still got at this point 35 days, I think. Yeah, it looks like 35 days until the eclipse. So brace yourself. 35 days left to go. Will Marion be overrun? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Are people upset to see the Star go as a kind of a paper boy? What are they? Delivery drivers, I guess, now who've been doing it. Now, what will happen to their jobs? I mean, a lot of people still do that, I would imagine. The Marion Star's in a lot of counties and villages around this area. I guess that'll no longer be a thing. You know, I think, again, it says something about the digital world. People are fighting the digital change, but apparently that's where it is. Because I don't know of a radio station or a television station right now that does not broadcast digitally. And I don't... Clearly all these newspapers are going digital for whatever reason. So there had to have been a drop-off, a major drop-off, for whatever reason, in circulation or listenership for people to be doing this. You know, it's probably a lot to do with regulation as well. People don't want to be regulated anymore by certain areas, and the internet is still the Wild West as far as regulation goes. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Marion Star going to postal delivery or the eclipse coming up on April the 8th? Just right around the corner. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the next month, though, before eclipse. We've got first day of spring coming up on March the 21st. We've got St. Patrick's Day on March the 15th. We've got Easter coming up on March the 31st. There's a lot of stuff going on here in March before we actually get to the eclipse on April the 8th. So still a few events coming up here in the month of March. Now, something else I also wanted to talk about. I think I did this last Friday morning, but I got a package in the mail last week. And it was from our friend in Idaho. And it was a birthday gift. And I think I opened it up Friday morning on the air. And boy, was I surprised to find out that there was a very, very, very nice microphone, a digital microphone. And this is one of those very high-dollar digital microphones. Now, I have not had a chance to use it yet because I've been busy doing other things. It's just been a busy time. But, boy, I thank our listener out in Idaho for sending that along because that was no small purchase. And that's, you know, it's interesting. I think you end up developing a little bit of a friendship, a camaraderie with the people you listen to. And for somebody in Idaho to buy a gift of that size and nature and send it, hey, that's very nice. So I do appreciate that. There's something else I wanted to talk about, but I think I'm going to hold it off to next hour. So I'm going to leave the phone lines open here for the next 12 minutes in this hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make of the eclipse? What do you make of the newspaper going to postal delivery? Postal delivery as well as away from regular delivery where people would throw it on your porch, that sort of thing. You know, it's also kind of interesting. Chip alluded to it when he called earlier on, and it was good to hear from Chip. But Super Tuesday was last night, and I'll tell you, it was a very quiet Super Tuesday. I know a lot of the networks covered it, but it didn't quite have the ping to it that it normally does in a presidential year. Now, it's my understanding from reading the newspapers this morning that former President Trump obviously cleaned up on Super Tuesday. I think Nikki Haley won one or two states. And President Biden cleaned up on Super Tuesday. So it looks like it's going to be pretty definite that we are going to see President Biden versus President Trump in the rematch coming up this November. But Nikki Haley, I guess she will go by the wayside at this point. It looks that way. Did she end up being any kind of a big deal? Did she end up... You know, I'm not really sure. She hung in there. I don't know if people really liked her. I don't know. Some people obviously did, but it didn't seem like she ever got past a certain threshold of do people like her? Because in politics, people certainly have to like you because you've got to get their votes. And I'm not really sure what it was about her that she never was quite able to get the traction that I think that she wanted. Now the big question comes, once she drops out, if that does happen, which it looks like it's going to, would she accept a vice presidential spot with President Trump? I don't know. Would he even want her after all the rough stuff that's been said or she said about him recently? I don't know. Now, on the local political note, on the local, you know, because we're still covering the local politics, it doesn't look like a whole lot is happening there. You know, we had all this folderol at the beginning of the year with the auditor and the mayor and city council members and so on and so forth. You know, I don't really know what's going on there now. You don't hear a whole lot out of City Hall recently. Doesn't mean there's not anything going on. But just not hearing a whole lot out of that particular area. I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know what the reason is, but it's kind of interesting that everything has kind of slowed down there. Oh, I do want to make mention that Jessica Hauser will be back with us on Friday. I talked to her yesterday. She's back from Jamaica, so we'll get to hear about the Jamaica trip and also get back into our current events on Friday morning. Jessica's usually on with us from 9:15 until 11 a.m. on Friday morning. She wasn't there last week because she was off in Jamaica, and of course we were doing our Mary Ellen Withrow events, but it'll be good to have her back this week doing the program. And I also think that for 2 hours on Friday morning, we're going to have a visit from somebody who hasn't been on in quite some time reporting on something coming up, and then also doing the normal conversation that we normally do. So I believe that's going to happen on Friday morning as well. Oh, by the way, the State of the Union, I believe, is coming up on Thursday night. President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address. So we'll certainly have some things to talk about on Friday morning. You know what's interesting about the State of the Union address is most people watch it even if they're not interested in politics. They will pay attention to it. Now, I'm not saying they stay hooked to it, but they do seem to pay attention to it. And I think that's interesting that in this world we live in where people flash through the channels awful quick, they still pay attention to the State of the Union address. And I'm interested to see what President Biden will have to say on Thursday night. I think it's 9 o'clock Thursday night. Do you think he'll be able to pull it off? Do you think after Super Tuesday it looks like he's the candidate and President Trump's the candidate? This is a chance for President Biden to come out and certainly say what he feels is good with the country right now. I don't know what's going to happen, but I certainly think it's going to be an interesting night on Thursday. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? 53 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So all the topics of conversation right now are revolving around the eclipse on April the 8th. The Marian Star announcing this morning that on April the 8th, Eclipse Day, it all comes down to April the 8th, on Eclipse Day that they are going to be going to home delivery, mail delivery, I guess is what we say, postal delivery, if you will. Super Tuesday last night, did anybody pay attention to see that President Trump and President Biden look like they are going to be the nominees coming up in November? State of the Union coming up tomorrow night, Thursday night. Jessica Hauser back with us on Friday morning. As I say, also somebody else who spent a lot of time with us on radio will be back on Friday morning. And I was trying to think of the last time this person was on radio with us, and it was, golly, it's been a minute. Probably last year, probably late last year, maybe November, December, somewhere in there. They stopped by for, I think, just one program. So it's been a long time since they've been on my program. So it'll be interesting to see them back on Friday and doing a very interesting report. I think they'll actually be on Friday and Monday. So we'll get to hear them Friday and we'll get to hear them Monday. And we'll get to hear why they're going to be on Friday and Monday and then some other things. So that'll be a lot of fun. And again, I do want to thank our listener out in Idaho for sending the very nice microphone. Expensive gift for my birthday. Didn't have to do that, but I certainly do appreciate it. That's very, very nice. So here we are. 55 minutes left to go. If there's something that's been on your mind, you've been thinking of talking about, now would be the time to get in. Are you hearing anything locally in the political world? Not a lot of talk recently about anything locally. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. It's kind of an interesting place to be. It was all heavy-duty stuff late last year and all heavy-duty stuff as we went into the beginning of this year. And then it's all kind of cooled off, the local political world. Don't really know what's going on the inside at this point, and we never really did get a good answer as to what's going on down at the park. What happened with Scherzer Park being turned back into Founders Park? I don't think anybody really understands that. That, to me, I've said it once and I'll say it again, it's a bizarre situation. Because I've never heard of changing the name of a park and putting a brand new big sign up there that says Scherzer Park, and then within 2 months taking that sign down and putting a brand new sign up that says Founders Park. Now, I can't say that there were any nefarious reasons for this happening, but I'll tell you, to me, it just seems a little strange that that would happen. Because I know over the Christmas holiday or about in that time, I remember talking with somebody who was on the parks board who voted to make that change. So I don't know what happened with that. And I don't know who pays for these signs. You know, I'm sure these signs are not cheap. The Scherzer Park sign that they had to make and then the Founders Park sign that they had to make. I don't know. I just don't know what happened there. And then, of course, as I've said, I still have the Studebaker radio that I got in the mail. Was it Saturday? I think it came Saturday. And I still have not gotten it out of the box. Isn't that terrible? Still have not gotten that thing out of the box yet. Go ahead, caller.
I'll just squeeze this in towards the last. Founder Spark, to me, must be pertaining to Heber Baker, the founder of Marion. So maybe they related founders and the younger people on the committee or whatever may have found and related founders, Spark, and relating it with Heber Baker, the founder of Marion.
It could have been. I just wonder how that all got through without anybody being aware.
Some kind of related their founders, huh?
Yeah, something happened.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it's a peculiar situation. It's just peculiar from the idea that, I don't know, how do you change the name of a park and pay for a sign and put the sign up without anybody being aware of what exactly went on? I don't know what the inside of that is, really. I think that's kind of fascinating on the whole. But that's neither here nor there, I guess, at this particular point. I think we'll get some kind of explanation. Now, I do have something I want to talk about that we have not talked about yet when we come back on the other side of this break. And it's going to be something interesting to talk about because I can't give too many details about it, and I'll tell you why I can't give any details about it. But it was something that I certainly did not expect that happened last night that is going to lead to something fascinating coming up here in the next month. So this next month, again, is going to be very busy. Just when you thought things could not keep going as big as they have been going, here comes something out of the blue last night, as they say. And I'm going to talk about that and a lot of other things on the other side of this very short but important break.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley is